U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer was in Albany today pushing legislation known as POWER, or the Providing Officers with Electronic Resources Act. It would authorize $20 million for the U.S. Department of Justice to create a grant program to help municipalities secure funding to buy new portable drug screening devices. I was at the Albany County Courthouse. Schumer stated that the opioid crisis requires an all-hands-on-deck approach, especially in Albany County, which holds a high-intensity drug trafficking area, or HIDTA, designation and has seen more than 80 opioid overdose deaths since 2016. He explained that synthetic opioid fentanyl, which is 50 to 100 times stronger than heroin, has quickly swept into the Albany area.
Albany County, between 2016 and 2018, 81 opioid deaths. Rensselaer County, 37 deaths. Saratoga County, 33 deaths. Schenectady County, 73 deaths. According to New York State DOH, Department of Health, 3,375 people in Albany County were admitted into chemical dependency programs between 2016 and June of 2018. 1,800 from Rensselaer County, 1,400 from Saratoga County, 2,000 from Schenectady County. And that's in good part because of fentanyl. It's called the Gray Death.
Schumer noted that distributors in China are the principal source of the precursor chemicals used to manufacture the drug. The Democrat says new high-tech handheld scanners, costing about $80,000 each, are sensitive and highly accurate. He says they can dramatically assist and protect law enforcement. Albany County Sheriff Craig Apple detailed an incident over the weekend in Vermont when a state trooper apprehended a man in a routine traffic stop.
He searched the vehicle, barely got back to his station, called for help, hit the lights and siren in the parking lot, and overdosed. That's all he remembers because he got it on him. He inhaled it. He doesn't know if he handled it in the car, what happened, but fortunate enough, he was lucky enough to live through it.
Sergeant Brett Flansburg was revived with two doses of Narcan. Albany Police Chief Eric Hawkins says he's never seen anything in his law enforcement career that approaches the urgency of the opioid crisis.
I've been in law enforcement for 30 years. I've worked in the Midwest. Now I'm over on the East Coast. And I tell you, this opioid epidemic is one of the worst that I've seen in terms of challenges that we faced in law enforcement. And the senator is absolutely correct. This is all demographics. Everybody, wherever you live, whatever your lot in life is, this epidemic is impacting. And so any support that we can get in law enforcement to address this is saving lives. It's helping law enforcement to do their jobs better.
Schumer added that Mexico is the primary source of illicit fentanyl smuggled into the United States. He said the Albany area needs between 10 and 15 of the handheld scanners for effective policing. He has previously stumped for the POWER Act in the Hudson Valley. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.